Well, really, it would have been more the poets, I think, more the writers of poetry like William Blake and John Clare. I don't know if he's so popular outside of England. They called him the peasant poet because he was a farmer and a completely crazy guy, and just taught himself to read and write and wrote this beautiful, profound poetry, very, very simple but very deep as well at the same time. So really, I think it was more poets. But then, yeah, of course, you've got Mary Shelley with Frankenstein, which was another crazy development in literature, really. But I guess someone like Edgar Allan Poe as well, I was reading, or from that period, I would have been reading too. I mean, there's something very, I don't know what it is, haunting is maybe the word, that appeals to people through the years, you know, from the 19th century, not just in English literature, but I think in French and German. It was such a huge time of revolution and change that it still echoes through now, I think, to people.